Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Today, Tiffany, we're having a look at Sherry and Tim. Now, Sherry and Tim are co-workers. That means they work together in the same office for the same company. And in this case, Sherry is going to be asking her co-worker, Tim, for a little bit of help, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of help does she need?
So she's making the newsletter, and she's doing the layout. So she wants to ask for some of Tim's opinions about what he thinks about the layout.
Like,
does it look nice? What they should add? Or if the material is even relevant to the newsletter.
Okay, that sounds good. It's great to ask people for their opinion, especially if maybe like Sherry, you're kind of new to the company, right? You want to ask one of your senior coworkers who has a little more experience for some help, because, you know, it's always good to get other people's opinions, to hear what other people think of the work that you're doing. So let's check out Sherry and Tim helping out each other in the office.
Asking for opinions.
Hey, Tim, can I ask you a question?
Sure. How may I help?
What is your opinion of this newsletter I am working on for the company?
Let's see. It is not bad. However, I don't see anything in this newsletter about how many products we sold last year.
Oh, you're right. I should include that.Can you send me those figures in an email?
Sure, no problem. I can send you them later. I see you do have a lot of information about our company's budget.
Yes, I want to show exactly how we are spending money on advertisements and marketing to improve our sales.
Is this the newsletter's final layout?
No.I want to ask you about that, too. What do you think so far?
It looks good, though I think some more pictures and charts would make the newsletter more interesting.
Right. I definitely feel like the layout is missing something.
I think a picture is worth 1,000 words. We have many photos from our company events that you could use, for example.
These are all great ideas. Thanks so much for your help, Tim.
Anytime, and let me know if you need any more help.
Word power!
Include. Include.Include, included, included. The travel package to Jamaica includes 2 plane tickets and hotel room. The travel package to Jamaica includes 2 plane tickets and hotel room. Figure. Figure. The assistantReported the sales figures to the boss. The assistant reported the sales figures to the boss. Budget. Budget. Jenny wants to buy a new purse, but she has a tight budget this month. Jenny wants to buy a new purse, but she has a tight budget this month.Advertisement. Advertisement. James Bond starred in an advertisement for a new sports car. James Bond starred in an advertisement for a new sports car. Layout. Layout. An art designer's job.Is to arrange the layout of a book. An art designer's job is to arrange the layout of a book. Chart. Chart. The businessman showed a chart of sales from last quarter. The businessman showed a chart of sales from last quarter.
All right, so our article first starts off with Sherry saying, "Hey, Tim, can I ask you a question?" So maybe they're working on their things separately, and Sherry thinks all of a sudden, okay, Tim's right next to me. Maybe I can ask for his opinion.
Okay, and Tim, being a nice, helpful guy, he says, "Sure, how may I help? How may I help? How can I help? How mm-hmm. can I help you?" These are other ways of just saying, "Sure, what do you want me to do? What help do you need?"
Right, Sherry then says, "What is your opinion of this newsletter I am working on for the company?"
Okay,
so a newsletter is basically like a short report of the news. It's kind of like a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, at school, some of your classmates might join the school newsletter or newspaper. So what they will do is they will write articles for the newsletter, mostly about things happening around the school or maybe even outside of it. Then they publish this newsletter for other students or the whole school to read.
That's right. And companies, of course, will also do newsletters, right, to let people know what's going on in the company. And also, you know, maybe some staff or workers from the company are planning a trip on the weekend, you know. So they're just kind of keeping you informed of what's going on. Of course, this will be for bigger companies, right?
Yes.
If you work in a little shop with two other people, you don't really need a newsletter. But if you work for a big company with hundreds or even thousands of people, not everyone will meet and talk every day. So a newsletter keeps everyone informed and knowing about what's going on in the company. Tim says, "Let's see." All right, so you can imagine him kind of, he's got the newsletter, he's kind of looking at it, checking it out, how it looks, what's in there. He says, "It is not bad." Okay, it is not bad. So something's not bad, it's good, it's okay, it's fine, but it might also be able to be a little bit better. He says, "However, I don't see anything in this newsletter about how many products we sold last year."
Oh.
So he's noticed, not that some things that are there shouldn't be there. No, the things that are there are fine, but maybe there are a few other things that should be put in.
Yeah, so he's giving his opinion about what might make the newsletter make even look better.
Even better and more interesting and useful for people.
So Sherry says, "Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I should include that. Can you send me those figures in an email?"
Okay.
So she forgot about that small detail, and then she asked him to give her these figures or these numbers. Now, when you include something, it means to make one thing a part of another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when we watch a movie in theaters, usually we just hear the movie in English, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the movies we see in Taiwan, they include Chinese subtitles.
That's
so
right, yeah.
These subtitles become a part of the movie, so everyone can enjoy these movies in both English or in Chinese.
Absolutely. Okay, we have an example sentence. It says, "The travel package to Jamaica includes two plane tickets and a hotel room." All right, so that's part of what you pay for. It's a package. There's several things in there, including your plane tickets, your hotel, other things you might pay for on your own, but those things are all together in one group. They're included together. We also had this word figures. Figures is just talking about numbers. Numbers that kind of show information, data, something like that. So it could be anything from your grades, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are figures on how well you're doing in school. It could be information the government puts out about, you know, the economy, how many people have jobs. Any kind of information that's presented as a number, we can call that number a figure. Okay,
right.
We can also call it a number, but figure is also good too.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
our sample sentence is, "The assistant reported the sales figures to the boss."
Okay.
The assistant reported the sales figures to the boss.
So like last month, we sold 5,000 pairs of shoes and we made $25,000 or something like that.
That's right.
All right. Tim says, "Sure, no problem," right? He can send the figures to her later on. "I can send you them later. I see you do have a lot of information about our company's budget." So this is something that is in the letter. It's a lot of information about the budget of the company, the company's budget. A budget is basically how much money you plan to spend, how much money you have, what you plan to spend it on, and maybe what will be left over after. We often use this word when talking about how much money we spend in our lives, right? Your parents might tell you to budget. That means write down the things that you spend money on. If you want to save money, you have to sort of be careful about where you're spending it, and making a budget is good. I spend this much money on clothes, this much on food, this much on movies, and you can add up those numbers to kind of see what you're doing with your money, how much money you have or maybe don't have in some cases.
So it kind of helps you save money too. Like you can kind of plan how to save money for maybe a new purse or the new shoes.
Yeah,
or
a trip, something like that. Yeah. Absolutely. For example, Jenny wants to buy a new purse, but she has a tight budget this month. Okay, a tight budget means not very much extra money. Jenny wants to buy a new purse, but she has a tight budget this month, so maybe she'll have to save money on other things.
Yeah, or maybe just not buy the purse then.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you have to give up in order to save.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then Sherry then says, yes, I want to show exactly how we are spending money on advertisements and marketing to improve our sales. Okay, so she included the budget because she wants to let the people at the company know how exactly we're spending the money. Okay, it goes to advertising, it goes to marketing. Okay, and marketing is a part of business that makes plans or decisions on how to advertise or sell a product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, if I have the iPhone, okay, people at the Apple company might have marketing ideas to sell the iPhone.
Like right.
Maybe have events or special discounts.
TV commercials, big signs, ads in newspapers, all of that is part of marketing. And advertisement is one of the things that people in marketing really focus on, right? These could be TV ads that you see in between your favorite shows. They could be ads in newspapers, magazines, big signs. Anything like that that you see that tells you about a product, tells you about a business, what they're selling, and tries to make you want to go out and spend your money to buy that is an advertisement. We should also mention that this word can be pronounced advertisement. People and people from maybe Canada or somewhere like that might say advertisement, advertisement, same thing, just a different way to say it. James Bond starred in an advertisement, because he's British, for a new sports car. Or, for Americans, James Bond starred in an advertisement for a new sports car.
Ooh.
Wow. James Bond, maybe that was Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Because James Bond is sort of not a real person. He's in a movie.
But he drove the Aston Martin,
right? That's right. He was famous for driving that. But there was that time in the 2000s when he was driving a BMW.
Oh.
And people were like, no, he's from England. Why is he driving a car from Germany? That's just wrong, but you're right.
Mm-hmm.
He normally drives an English car, like an Aston Martin. And you will see him in advertisements for things like that, or the watches he wears and stuff. Anyway, so Tim is, again, still looking at the newsletter. He says, is this the newsletter's final layout? Okay, the layout of something is basically the way it's arranged on a piece of paper. All right, so if you put a picture up here and the writing down there, if you put the writing up at the top and the picture down at the bottom, this is the layout. We're familiar with layouts of newspapers, right? They always put the big news at the top. Mm-hmm. They might put the weather in the corner, and the less important news goes kind of down at the bottom or inside. Right. This is the layout, the way they organize it and plan it. So that's the idea of layout for people making things like books and magazines and advertisements. For example, we could say an art designer's job is to arrange the layout of a book. An art designer's job is to arrange the layout of a book, especially a book with lots of pictures and things like that.
So not just books, I think also with any other kind of publication like magazines, newspapers.
Sure.
We all need to make layouts for that.
And even web pages is important too,
Okay, next in the article, Sherry then says, no, I want to ask you about that too. What do you think so far? Okay, so far she has a lot of these ideas and maybe she needs an extra opinion. So let's see what Tim says.
Tim says it looks good, so he likes the layout, though I think some more pictures and charts would make the newsletter more interesting. All right, so there's maybe a little bit too much writing only for Tim, so he wants more pictures. Charts are something that you'll often see in books and magazines, maybe even in school books they use them. A chart is basically a picture that shows information in some kind of more interesting way, an interesting and an easy way for your eyes and your brain to understand. So, for example, instead of saying apples are $5, bananas are $3, and oranges are $8, they'll put a bar. And by how big the bar is, you know how much things are, right?
Right.
So the apple bar will be here. The bananas are lower, so it'll be there. And the oranges will be higher. That's a kind of chart. So you can have charts with bars, charts with a pie, and they kind of cut off pieces of the pie. Or one of those older ones, you know, with two lines here, and then there's a line kind of going like that. These are charts, because looking at it quickly, you can get the information without kind of thinking about it too much.
Yeah, it's so much easier to look at charts sometimes instead of looking at figures or numbers or all that information all written down.
Right.
Okay, but we have a sample sentence for the word chart. Our sentence is, the businessman showed a chart of sales from last quarter. The businessman showed a chart of sales from last quarter.
That's right. Business people, scientists, they use a lot of numbers and a lot of information in that way. So they use charts quite a lot, all right?
Okay.
Let's get back to Sherry.
Right. Sherry then says, right, I definitely feel like the layout is missing something.
Hmm.
So she is, I think Tim is right. Maybe the newsletter has too many words.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe adding a few extra pictures or charts just make it a lot more interesting.
Okay, well, Tim uses a great expression here. He says, I think a picture is worth 1,000 words. This is an old expression people use in English quite often. It means a picture, just looking at a picture, you can understand so much just by using your eyes. It's the same as reading 1,000 words. So imagine a picture, you'd have to say there's a man and he's doing this and he's looking this way. But instead, you can just look at the picture, you know exactly. So you don't need the words, you just need your eyes. So pictures give information very quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
We have many photos from our company events that you could use, for example. So use some pictures from the company. Just, you know, find them in the computer.
Yeah, Sherry then says, these are all great ideas. Thanks so much for your help, Tim.
I think those were some good ideas, some good suggestions from Tim. Tim says, anytime, and let me know if you need any more help. Okay, anytime just kind of means, you know, ask me questions anytime. You're never going to bother me. So he's a very helpful
and
friendly guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so that's it for Tim and Sherry. Sounds like Sherry's newsletter is going to be really great. And we're going to be back with you guys right after this short break. All right. Well, a lot of people watching might not be quite ready to make newsletters for their company, but I think a lot of students out there, I know when I was a kid, we did make a lot of charts and put together a lot of, you know, different designs for our papers and things like that we were doing for our school project. So it's always good to work with teams of people because you can get different ideas, just like Sherry and Tim did.
I agree. And also in high school, I did the yearbook, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to do a lot of layouts and making all the pages and talking to the printers and the publishing company.
Absolutely, because you can learn a lot about this stuff maybe just online, but it's really important because a good layout and a bad layout, even if it's the same information, it can make a big difference to how much attention people pay, how much they learn from it. If you have a bad layout, people will be confused and like, and they'll just kind of throw it away. So it's always good to kind of think about this. And another good way is just to buy some magazines, look at some websites, and copy some of those layouts because often they're very good.
They're
very
organized. So if for students at school, definitely try to maybe join the school newsletter, the yearbook club if you can do it, and get a hands on experience on making layouts and making things look nicer.
That's true. So many things can be done with a computer very easily these days. You just have to kind of play around with it a bit. So get out there, get laying out, and we hope you enjoyed our program today. We'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tom did nothing but pay lip service throughout the meeting.
Tom did nothing but pay lip service throughout the meeting.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。与身体部位相关的英语俚语非常的多。今天我们要介绍一个与嘴唇 lip 相关的用法。不知道你们身边有没有这样的人呢？常常只会出一张嘴。说得很好听，但却什么都不去做，实际上就是一个会说空话的人。这样的人所做的事情就是 to pay lip service。名词 service 是服务的意思，而 lip service 按照字面上来看，就是用嘴巴讨好别人，只会说说而已，但却没有行动。这样的人在现实生活中想必一定也是不怎么受欢迎的吧。那么我们来看一下今天的例句咯。 Tom did nothing but pay lip service throughout the meeting。 这句话意思是说，在整场会议 Tom 所做的事情就只有出一张嘴而已。我们来看一下 nothing but 这个用法，中文我们常解释为只有什么什么而已。例如我们说 She's nothing but a child， 就是说她只不过是个孩子而已。另外还有 throughout 这个介系词，表示自始至终整个期间的意思，所以 throughout the meeting 就是指整个会议的期间。今天介绍的俚语To pay lip service 非常实用，希望同学都能学起来，但现实生活中千万不能只出一张嘴哦。最后我们再复习一次今天的句子， Tom did nothing but pay lip service throughout the meeting。 A Plus 小学会，我们下次见， Bye。
Tom did nothing but pay lip service throughout the meeting。
Tom did nothing but pay lip service throughout the meeting.
Asking for opinions.
Hey, Tim, can I ask you a question?
Sure. How may I help?
What is your opinion of this newsletter I am working on for the company?
Let's see. It is not bad. However,I don't see anything in this newsletter about how many products we sold last year.
Oh, you're right. I should include that. Can you send me those figures in an email?
Sure, no problem. I can send you them later. I see you do have a lot of information about our company's budget.
Yes.I want to show exactly how we are spending money on advertisements and marketing to improve our sales.
Is this the newsletter's final layout?
No, I want to ask you about that too. What do you think so far?
It looks good, though I think some more pictures and charts would make the newsletter more interesting.
Right.I definitely feel like the layout is missing something.
I think a picture is worth a thousand words. We have many photos from our company events that you could use, for example.
These are all great ideas. Thanks so much for your help, Tim.
Anytime, and let me know if you need any more help.
Include, include, included, included. The travel package to Jamaica includes 2 plane tickets and hotel room. The travel package to Jamaica includes 2 plane tickets and hotel room. Figure, figure. The assistantReported the sales figures to the boss. The assistant reported the sales figures to the boss. Budget. Budget. Jenny wants to buy a new purse, but she has a tight budget this month. Jenny wants to buy a new purse, but she has a tight budget this month.Advertisement. Advertisement. James Bond starred in an advertisement for a new sports car. James Bond starred in an advertisement for a new sports car. Layout. Layout. An art designer's job.Is to arrange the layout of a book. An art designer's job is to arrange the layout of a book. Chart. Chart. The businessman showed a chart of sales from last quarter. The businessman showed a chart of sales from last quarter.